Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee. And join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Great song from U2, Beautiful Day. And I must say, for anybody of those out there, it is a gorgeous day.
So I hope wherever you are, the sun is shining. Now, Irene and I, we've been a bit AWOL for, lately. But here, we're back again. Irene.
Dear friend, we are back. Isn't the weather crazy, though? One minute I've got my trackies on and a sweatshirt, and the next minute I'm in the lightest summer clothes I can find. I mean, I'm going from cold to hot to cold to hot. Every time I go to put my winter clothes away, I get them all packed up, ready to go, to take to the storage. And it's like, nah, I'm not doing that yet.
The good on spring weather, eh?
Typical. Hey, have you got Christmas decorations up?
Not yet. Not until November the 1st. I'm very strict about that. Not until December. December the 1st.
Oh, well, one thing we both agree on. I'm getting so cross with everybody. They've all got their Christmas decorations up, and I'm going, where is the anticipation for the kids, you know? It's like, I remember my kids, come on, Mum, can we get our Christmas tree up? No, December the 1st, we'll go hunting for our Christmas tree, not before then. But, you know, it's not, even the 1st of November, people were putting all their stuff up, but 2 months of Christmas decorations up, the joy of Christmas is gone by the time you get to December.
I know, it's absolutely crazy. And I must say, driving around, I've seen many places, houses and that. Yeah, they have already done that. And then there was a thing in the paper the other day, for those of you who are up here in Auckland, they have a street, Franklin Road in Ponsonby, just about every house down that street puts Christmas lights on. It's pretty amazing, actually. But they're going to be a little bit more organised this year, or a bit more structured, because apparently a few problems down there in the years before, so they will be putting the lights off earlier, and those street vendors and everything. Do you know, isn't it funny? Years and years ago, we went down Franklin Road, but how things have come along. So you've got the coffee van and all the street vendors there as well, but they're going to make sure that they're the right street vendors in there. But they don't want everybody yahooing all night long, and they want to keep it safe. So I don't know whether it started yet, but that was in the paper the other day. They were telling us all about it.
I actually think it's a good idea. I've done Franklin Road a couple of times, once taking guests down there from overseas, and another time just a bunch of us just were in town and we decided to go do Franklin Road. The thing is, the lights aren't any good until about 9 o'clock at night, so you can't really go and do it until 9 or 10, so it attracts a lot of people into the area to have dinner there and then go and do the lights after dinner. I think the street vendors, if they put them in the middle of the road, so if they're going down the middle of the road and no cars can park on the road, I think it'll work out fine. But whether they're going to be able to do that or not, because a lot of those places down there don't have their own parking on site now, you know, and they have to park on the road to have their cars there. So how they're going to manage that, I don't know. But I think it's a brilliant thing. I really do. In, where was it? Savannah. In Savannah in America, they have the most amazing, amazing street where all the neighbours get together. I think I probably talked about this last Christmas as well, because one of the houses actually has Santa coming in on a sleigh way above the house.
Wow.
So I had to go round there in the daylight to see how on earth they'd done that. And I've got this huge scaffolding that they've put up to put this big Santa up there, and at night time all you can see is Santa and the radio coming in, but it's about 10 feet above the house. It's incredible.
That's
and awesome. The whole lights and everything down that street, right from the minute you drive into it to the end, and it's about 2 kilometres long, this street, both sides, the lights are amazing, and everybody is creating something new all the time. What do you call it? Just amazing, amazing stuff. They haven't just gone and bought the reindeers and bought the deers. They've made their own stuff and they create. I don't know where they spend all year creating a new thing to try and beat their neighbour next door. And it's this huge competition thing going. They all get on really well together. It costs them thousands of dollars. So they have little donation boxes in the front, which they then had to change because you're not allowed to stop. You have to, you're not allowed to do more than 5 kilometres. You've got to go really, really slowly. So you're not allowed to stop, but you do have to keep going, and it's wall-to-wall traffic. So then they started just having boxes and that. So you wind your window down and you hand your money out the window, you know, when you see a house you really like. And amazing. It was incredible and such a fantastic atmosphere, I think, is just hundreds and hundreds of people. Nobody was allowed to walk down the street. Everybody had to be in a car. A lot of that was for safety. You know, you can imagine there's all these money boxes and things out there. So, yeah, very clever.
Yeah, true, true. Yeah, no, it's interesting. I think you've either got to have no cars or cars because, yeah, pedestrians and cars just make a bit of a, yeah, interesting.
Yes. Yeah, it's got to be one or the other. And Tauranga last year had a lovely, a whole district where they started, and it was one of those very new subdivisions. And the neighbours must have all got together there and decided they were going to do these displays. So there was quite a, it wasn't as good as Franklin Road last year, but it was very new last year for the first time. So this year, it'll probably be competing with places like that as well. It'll be interesting to see what that's like.
That'll be awesome, actually. And for our listeners out there, we'd love to know which streets you've gone down and found, and wherever you are in New Zealand, actually. It'd be quite cool to get a list of streets up there. I'm sure there's probably directories of streets now that the council puts out or somebody puts out to go, yeah, come down our street. But you're right, it's still a little bit early. But and that's the challenge, I suppose, of having Christmas in summer. Yeah, it's a late night thing. You imagine, you know, when you're in Europe or somewhere and it's like dark at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you know.
Yes, PM.
Time to go out and enjoy and have the kids tucked up in bed by 7 o'clock.
No such luck with this. The kids are up late, that's for sure. And I guess the weekends when the kids are allowed to stay up later to see the lights would be... But I hope they are keeping it. If they're going to have all the food trucks and everything there, I hope they are keeping it a kids' thing, you know, not turning it into a place where really you can't take your kids safely anymore.
Actually, that's an interesting point because, you know, are you going to get your hot toddy from, you know, from the truck? Yeah, that's actually interesting. Well, what we'll have to do, Irene, is we're just going to have to go down and have a look for ourselves, aren't we?
We are, aren't we? I'm going to have to leave that task up to you because I will be down in Tauranga House sitting, so.
So you'll be going to that Tauranga Street and having a look at down in Tauranga to have a look at that new street there and see how that's going and what they've done.
I will, and we can compare some photos or something. Although I would think that they'll have Franklin Street up and running the beginning of December, if it's not already up and running.
Yeah, I don't know, actually. But I think you're right. I think, you know, 1st of December, that's fine. Go for it.
I agree. I wonder what they do for power, these people. I mean, that's why they had the donation boxes in America, was the amount of power that these people were paying to have all these lights running constantly. And I know we've got solar power now, and that was back in the days when we didn't have solar power. But, you know, I mean, it's still got to cost them an awful lot of money.
I think for Franklin Road, because it's become so popular, I think the actual power company subsidises it or sponsors it.
Oh, that would be good. Yeah.
I'm sure they do. I could be totally wrong and telling a whole lot of fibs here, but actually I'm quite sure that they do, or the business association or somebody, yeah, because you're right, that's a lot of money, a lot of lights going through. Mind you, you get a lot of solar lights now as well, so maybe, I don't know.
Last year I still saw the power cords running into the houses and that, so I don't think everything can be solar lights, or maybe everything isn't made in solar lights. But obviously any decorations I have on my van are all solar lights, so...
If I remember rightly, Lexi, last year when we were talking about red lights in your van and you thought that might not be a good thing.
Well, I'm going to revisit that this year and have another think about it and have another think where I can put the red lights. Maybe I can, you know, we'll just see. I don't know that it'll be I don't know that people even understand what the red light is in the red light district, as it doesn't seem to be a common thing today.
Well, we'll have to leave that to their imagination then, won't we?
Exactly, exactly. We'll let them decide. They go, what are these women going on about red light and red light districts? It doesn't make any sense to us.
So do you get, like, can you get solar lights and string them across the top of your van or whatever, however you like along your van?
What are you asking? How do I do it?
Yeah, I mean, are there those kind of lights that you can, that they're enough solar that you can kind of wrap them around your van?
Well, the ones that I bought, which are individual red lights, are quite big round lights, are magnetic. So they're solar magnetic. So you just put them on that way. The lights wrapping around my van, I'm actually moving too much and getting up and wrapping them around my van and then getting up and taking them off again is just too much of a mission, so I'm not going to be doing that. I thought I might get a whole pile of tinsel and put it all around the windows or something and maybe get some of that spray on snow stuff and do something like that. We'll have a look. I've got tinting on my windows, so I can't put anything on them that's going to take the tinting off. So I might just have to have the front of the van all Christmassy and a few red lights stuck along, magnetic lights stuck along the bottom of it and see what happens.
You'll be going into the car park, those camper van sites or the Freedom camping sites, and you'll be like, ooh, who's this here?
That's the trouble. I'm not in very many camping places. I'm in private spots all over the place at the moment. All my house sitting, it's been amazing.
And I suppose it's the time of the year that we can start making stuff, because obviously most of us don't make stuff anymore. Well, that's a gross generalisation, isn't it? Maybe people do make stuff nowadays. But again, it's pretty tight. So maybe we start making a few things again, and those little things that make such a difference rather than kind of spending way too much money.
Oh, I reckon. I mean, I remember the days when one of my granddaughters, I think it was, they had nothing on their tree that wasn't handmade by them. Every year it was this thing, let's start making our Christmas decorations. And so they'd cut out Christmas trees and, you know, make their own little Christmas tree things and little present boxes and everything. I can't remember who it was, but every single thing on the tree was handmade by the kids and the family. And the tree just got more and more laden with all the stuff that they were making every year. It was amazing. It looked absolutely awesome.
So I do remember that we used to have to start saving the empty toilet roll holders, you know, kind of come November, because we'd make Christmas crackers out of them. And so,
oh, right. Okay.
And put whatever you wanted in there. But yeah, we always had to save all of the empty toilet roll holders as it was coming up to Christmas. And then we'd all sit down and make up some Christmas crackers. Yeah.
Well, I think that's a brilliant idea for this day and age, because quite frankly, I went shopping the other day. I just wanted to go and buy some knickers, right? That was all. And I just go into the warehouse and I buy the packs of four. I think they're called Anko or something, and one of those cheap Chinese brands that in a couple of years you've got to throw them in the rubbish because they've all got holes in them. And you get a pack of four for about $8. So a pack of two $18.
Oh.
I know. And I went, you're kidding me. And it was the same Chinese brand. A pack of two for $18. Last year, pack of four for $8.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. So I looked at that and I went, because, you know, I'm not a shopper, so I don't go shopping very often. And I went, if this is the Chinese companies charging so much more, and this is the warehouse, so yeah. You know, I wouldn't think that they'd be getting too greedy in their profit margins. And I thought, how can anybody survive price rises like that? That's just colossal, you know.
And you know, it's funny actually, you talk about knickers, because knickers are not the easiest things to make. You know, like if you wanted a shirt or a jumper or whatever, you know, someone might be able to knit it or whatever. But knickers are pretty hard to make.
Yeah, they aren't that easy. It's all about the elastic around the legs. And I know, because I used to make them years ago. I used to make them for my kids. years and years and years ago. They are in their 50s now, so you can imagine how long ago that was. But I did, and getting the elastic was easy in those days because they made the elastic for the knickers and everything and you just sewed it on. But it'd be very hard to buy that nowadays. I doubt very much if they even make it anymore.
I don't think they probably would. Gosh, that's actually quite interesting. Yeah.
I think all the things that we used to make back in my day. I mean, when my kids were little, I used to even make their coats, you know, their full-on, like, their duffel coats. You could buy everything. You could buy the little
toggles.
The little toggle things. You know, you could buy those, and you could do just about everything yourself. You didn't have to buy anything. You know, I used to make absolutely everything. I even made my husband's 3-piece suit, but you wouldn't be able to today because they don't supply. Well, maybe you could, but it would cost you more than what you could buy it for.
Probably so. And you're right, there's not as many material shops around. Well, certainly, well, not like there used to be. So you're quite limited in that. And then, of course, yes, absolutely, they've got the monopoly on price.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, well, it's just the way it is, and it'll probably go back to that. I do notice that a lot of people doing their own knitting again now, with me going into all these different homes and that, and I keep finding knitting everywhere and I go, oh, this is interesting. And most of them are saying, yes, I used to knit all the time and I've just decided I'm going to take it up again. So, yeah.
Cool. Well, that's awesome. Well, for our listeners out there, why don't you share with us either the roads that you're going down for all the Christmas lights, but also what you would make for Christmas or what you are actually making for Christmas. We'd love to hear about that. And maybe, yeah, we'll throw some ideas up there as well. But that's it for us again this week. That's your lot. We'll see you the same time, same place next week. And taking us out today, Rihanna, Just Like a Diamond. That's all we all are, just like a diamond.
Yeah.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Funny light in the beautiful sea. I chose to be happy. You and I, we're like diamonds.
Listening to Two Sugars, brought to you by Delacroix Communication.
delacroix.co.nz.